This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, June 4, a disciple's prayer. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 7. You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him, and you have received the law that was given through the angels, but have not obeyed it. When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep, and Saul approved of their killing him. As Stephen finishes his defense against false accusations, he notes that many prophets in the past were persecuted and killed, and that his accusers did the same to Jesus. At this, the crowd becomes an angry mob that drags Stephen out of the city and begins to stone him. Why does the crowd become so violent? When Stephen says that he sees heaven open and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, that means Jesus is the place of ultimate authority. And the leaders who wanted Jesus dead and gone cannot bear to hear this testimony, so they rush to silence Stephen by killing him. In the midst of his suffering, Stephen prays. The link between Stephen and Jesus is clear and dynamic. His words are similar to some words Jesus said while he was suffering on the cross. And because of the link between Jesus and Stephen, the testimony of Stephen continues. A martyr's death continues the work of God. On the sidelines in this story, we meet someone else whose life will be changed by an encounter with Jesus. Saul, a young leader who approves of this stoning, will one day understand how Stephen's prayer, Lord, do not hold this sin against them, was answered that day. Pray with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for being with me in times of suffering and trouble, just as you were with Stephen. Help me also to pray as a disciple of Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.